Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're celebrating Black History Month with two of our great Brain Trust members, Clara Villarosa, an outstanding entrepreneur and the author of Down to Business, the first 10 steps to entrepreneurship for women, outstanding book, which she co-authored with her daughter, Alicia. And then also Donald Hunter, who's a certified financial planner, and the president and CEO of Donald Hunter Financial. Don, thanks again for being here. Thanks again, Claire, for being here. This segment, I want to talk. Last segment, we talked about what has changed since you were children, since you were growing up. This segment, I want to talk about what still needs to be changed. And Claire, you said something very interesting at the end of our last segment. You said something that led us into this segment. You said you're not seeing parents be the role models of their children like they used to. Did I hear you correctly?
They're not seeing the parents, and they're not providing the support and the push that I got. When I was growing up, nobody was going to college, but my mother said I was going to college.
Yeah.
Therefore, I went to college.
But now, let me ask you this question, and Don, and both of you can answer, but Don, I'll first direct it to you. Don, in the 1960s, when the Civil Rights Act was signed, only about 24 or 25% of black children were born out of wedlock. Today, that number has inverted. What do you think about that?
I think that the world is well, the values in the country. Not those same things are not only affecting African Americans; they're affecting everyone.
Well, you're right, because it's not that much. It's not that to that degree for whites, but it is worse than it was. You're correct. You're correct about that. So what do we do about this?
Where it stems from.
Do you agree that what Claire said is part of the problem? And what do we do about it?
Well, I think it's simple. We stop letting Hollywood raise our children and raise them ourselves.
Yeah. Claire, what do you think?
Well, I just saw Selma. And the message I got from Selma is there isn't a collective consciousness and a collective value system and a collective desire to do something that we had then. We had a leader. We don't really need a leader, but we need something that says, this is something we need to do, and we're about collectively, jointly getting it done.
We said,
okay, we're going to ensure that our children are educated. And we put energy and effort behind it. We don't need a Martin Luther King to make that decision for us.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be the kinds of things that we could do in little cells ourselves in order to change mm-hmm. the situation within our own communities?
You're talking about taking responsibility is what you're talking about. And that's well said. Don, here's my question based on what Claire just said. Is it time to quit talking about Selma and move on? Is continuing to talk about Selma I'm not minimizing it. I'm just saying that 50 years later, is it time to quit hashing that around and move on? Don, is that a fair question to ask?
Well, that's a fair question. I don't know if I'm the one to be able to answer
what do you think? But what do you think?
I certainly look toward the future rather than the past. I think you have more control over the future than you do the past. And so,
but is it helpful? Is it helpful to bring those things up?
I saw a movie and I thought it was helpful for me to see the strategy, the more strategic side of Martin Luther King's thinking.
Right.
That was valuable to me. It was, and actually I thought it was valuable that I was reminded of what struggle really was all about.
Right.
Because I think the movie was more focused on the situation rather than Martin Luther King
mm-hmm.
himself.
Claire, what do you think? Is it from the standpoint now? You guys are giving us the perspective from your perspective. What about for your children, your grandchildren? You think it's helpful for them to see that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. But in seeing that, what we discussed with my children and my grandchildren after seeing the movie is what strategies could we use today that are similar or different from
mm-hmm.
What can they think in terms of how they learn from it?
It sounds like you guys are both saying that those strategies that were beneficial in some are not being used anymore by the black leadership. Are you saying that?
Yes. Well, there isn't anything collective about it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Claire. Finish that thought, the collective part.
The strategies, there isn't a collection of people, of African Americans, who are saying, wait a minute, I think this is excellent, but I think as it relates, we need to have a dialogue about race.
Yeah.
We need to discuss and so. There are certain
things. Does the dialogue need to be among all Americans, or does there need to be some dialogue among, in the black community as well, though?
It's all
First,
Americans.
Yeah.
All Americans. All Americans.
Right.
You, right. We can talk amongst ourselves as they speak amongst ourselves.
Right.
They perpetuate what they speak about among themselves.
Don, I need your website, please.
DonaldHunterFinancial.com.
Claire, you got one?
ClaraVillarosa.com.
All right, so there you go, folks. Check those out.
Company we call Villarosa Media.
Villarosa Media. All right, so check it out. We're going to quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about those leaders and that strategy after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.